Hi, welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。Well, Sam, I just saw your boss yelling at you. So what happened?
Yeah, well, he found out that other day I called in sick, but actually used it to go shopping. He found out that was the real reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so he really got mad and pulled no punches. He was so angry, let me know exactly how he felt.And if I ever do it again, I'm fired.
Well, poor Sam, you deserve it.
Yeah, I better be more careful.
Right, 刚才的对话呢，我们用到昨天讲到的一点 pull no punches, 表示一个人毫无保留地把他的想法说出来。那么刚才的对话里面呢，是 Sam 的老板对 Sam 非常的不满意，因为呢 ,Sam 说谎称自己生病了，但是呢被老板发现在街上逛街。所以老板发现之后非常的生气，毫不留情的或毫无保留的对 Sam 呢一阵批评。那么这里面用到的词组呢 pull no punches.
And what about today's idiom? Okay, well, good question. Today's idiom is also a pull idiom or a pull.
Right.
Yes, today's idiom is pull out all the stops. Pull out all the stops. S-T-O-P-S, stops.
那么今天的 idiom 看起来比较简单，表示把一个东西呢给它拿出来。那么今天拿出来的东西是什么呢 ？Stops， 这个 stop 翻译成中文是停下来。当然了，这个停下来是一个抽象的概念，它和一定具体的东西有一定联系。我想到了第一个东西呢，可能说是汽车站的那个车牌子。那么那个东西呢，是一个汽车能够停下来的一个 sign， 一个标识。那么如果说一个人把一个停下来的标识给它拿掉，它的目的是什么 ？So what's the motivation? What's the purpose of doing so?
Well, stopping like not only makes us slow down,、but it kind of, well, I guess you could say, holds up our progress.
Right.
So maybe if we get rid of all those little stops, then hey, we could just have nothing to worry about. We just go forward.
Right, 那么我们猜一下呢，这个词组可能是说呢，为了让我们的速度能够加快，我们把所有能够停下来的因素呢都给它排除掉。所以呢，我们猜一下这个词组有可能是，如果说我们为了达到一个目的，尽量去做一些努力或尝试，那么对不对呢？今天有可能对，有可能是错的。Right? 我们一般的猜想呢，在我们做对话之前，绝大多数都是错误的。那么今天有可能是一个 exceptions。
Well, we'll see. We might be surprised, or maybe we won't.
Well, let's do a little conversation.
Oh, great idea.
Well, let's start. Hey, Sam, how's your wedding plan going?
Oh, it's going great so far. In fact, you know what? Tomorrow's my last day of work, and then I go on vacation.
How come you take early vacation?
Well, you know what? This wedding, it has to be special. You know my fiance, she wants the ultimate dream wedding. So you know what? To make sure that I can be successful in creating this ultimate dream wedding, I have to pull out all the stops. So you know what? I have no time to focus on work. I have to focus on the wedding 24/7. And you know what I even did? Because, you know, the dream wedding can be pricey, to make sure I'm not inhibited by any financial things, I don't know, by financial limits, I took out some credit lines.
Really?
Yep, so even if I have to max out all my credit cards or take out a loan, doesn't matter, as long as I make that perfect dream wedding come true, then, hey, my fiance will be happy.
Well, Sam, you'll be under a lot of pressure lately.
Yeah.
And I'm a little worried because after marriage, you will go broke.
But you know what? To my fiance, it doesn't matter. The wedding is the most important thing, and I have to make her happy, right?
Well, Sam, I don't think you have to pay such a price. It's not worth it.
Really? But if I don't do it, maybe my fiance won't marry me.
Well, you should talk to your fiance and...Let you face the reality.
Can you maybe talk to her for me? I'm a little scared of her.
Okay, no problem. 那么刚才的对话呢，我和 Sam 是同事，然后呢提到了 Sam 即将举行的这个婚礼。Sam 想呢尽早的休假，然后呢以便有时间能够把他的婚礼呢安排的一切井然。Sam 同时又说到呢，这个婚礼呢 ，Sam 目前的压力非常的大，因为他的新娘要求这个婚礼是非常的完美，不能容忍任何的瑕疵。如果说出现问题的话呢，那么 Sam 可能会遇到很大的麻烦。Sam 需要呢 pull out all stops， 尽量的让这个婚礼呢。As perfect as possible. 那么翻译成中文呢是全力以赴的 能够实现某一个目的。那么刚才除了说赛姆所花费的时间之外呢，赛姆呢同时面临着很大的一个经济上的压力，因为他可能需要从银行借一大笔钱，然后呢办一个非常奢华的婚礼。我跟赛姆说，如果说你婚礼过于铺张浪费的话呢，你婚后怎么办？你可能说婚后呢就会破产了。赛姆想了想以后呢，也是一定要小心，尽量呢把钱呢花的呢有一定的节制。但是赛姆呢不敢呢把他的担心呢跟他的新娘说。我跟赛姆说，没关系，我跟你的女朋友去说，然后呢你们呢尽量面对现实，因为你们不是非常有钱的人，所以呢尽量办一个完美的婚礼就可以了，但是并不一定是非常奢华铺张的婚礼。那么今天我们讲到的 idiom pull out all stops 翻译成中文是竭尽全力的去做某件事情。You try your best.
Yeah, try your best. Do everything you possibly can to have success, to succeed.
So the idiom can be used for a student to try his best, or we say pull out all stops to get a better grade.
Yeah, so we know that there's a lot of things that can help us succeed as a student. So that means after school, even though you're tired, well, maybe you got to have some tutors to help improve maybe your areas like math, science, history. You got to do those extra things. You got to pull out all the stops to make sure you get the great grade.
那么同时呢，我们可以用在学习的场景当中，表示学生在课后呢做很多的复习，然后呢可能会请一些家教，目的呢在最后能够取得非常好的成绩。那么用我们今天讲到的词组 pull out all stops。他竭尽全力，目的是什么呢？在期末考试的时候能获得一个好的 grade， 好的一个分数。
Yeah, and you know, as a student, there's a lot of distractions, like spending time with friends can be distracting, maybe playing computer games. You pull out all the stops, maybe you, I don't know, let your parents keep your iPad for a while or something.
Right.
That way you don't get distracted by those things.
Right. And the last scenario I think we can use in the business situations for a salesperson who want to get a contract, pull all stops, talk to the customers, and try to make the deal.
Yeah, pulling out all the stops as a salesman, you'd probably have to do things like give them the cheapest rate as possible, maybe give them like some sort of zero money down payment.
Right.
But yeah, you'd have to make it really great so that the people you're selling it to, there's no way they can say no.
Right. 那么最后一个场景我们可以用在商业的环境当中，那么作为一个销售员，他需要竭尽全力的能够呢说服这个客户呢能够买他们的产品，这里面也可以用我们今天讲到的词组呢 pull out all stops. Alright, so that's it for today's idiom, pull out all stops. And what about next?
Well, next, I think we're done with the topic of vanity. So we should be starting a new one, I believe.
Yes, it's a new topic. I think it's a little bit related to vanity.
Oh.
Because today's topic is losing weight.
Oh, yes.
Why do you want to lose weight? Because you want to look better.
Yeah, sure. Vanity, we care about our appearance. And for sure, if we want to lose weight because we care about our appearance, that is vanity, I guess.
And desire to look better is associated with vanity, right?
Sure.
All right. And today's topic is losing weight. But today's topic is a little bit different. It's not a traditional way how people can lose weight. It's unconventional method, will be mentioned.
So is this losing weight without having to diet or do something like that?
Well, not necessarily with a diet. Something that we never heard of before.
Oh, well, I'm curious.
So before we go to the details, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Today's first word for hit the books is suck. Suck. S-U-C-K, suck.
今天的第一个单词呢听起来有些恶心，那么说这个恶心英文怎么说呢？我们可以用今天讲到的词组 suck 表示一个东西让你感觉到心里特别的不舒服。
Okay, next is the word skinny. Skinny, S-K-I-N-N-Y, skinny.
下一个单词 skinny 翻译成中文的是非常瘦的一个人，往往是那种骨瘦如柴的人。他和我们原来学到的那个词 lean 是不一样的。 lean 呢表示说一个人身材比较匀称，特别舒服的那种身材叫 lean， 但是这个 skinny 表示说过度的瘦了，所以表示说几乎没有任何的肉。
Next is the word creature. Creature, C-R-E-A-T-U-R-E, creature.
下一个单词 creature 翻译成中文是生物或者一个动物 creature.
Next is the word starved. Starved, starved, starved.
那么今天我们学会了另外一个表示非常饿的一个形容词，比如说 I'm starved, 表示饿死了。有时候口语当中说中午没有吃饭，一直等到晚饭，你可以跟妈妈说，妈妈不行了，能不能赶快给我做点吃的，我已经饿得不行了，用这个词。Hey mom, I'm starved.
Okay, next is the word whereas. Whereas.W-H-E-R-E-A-S, whereas.
下一个单词 whereas, 翻译成中文的是但是的意思，它表示在写作的时候对前面的一个意思呢有一个转折，等同于 but.
Next is the word scour. Scour. S-C-O-U-R, scour.
下一个动词 scour, 翻译成中文是寻找，等同于 search.
Next is the word tummy. Tummy.T-U-M-M-Y, tummy.
下一个单词 tummy, 翻译成中文是肚子，是我们口语化的那个肚子。一般情况下呢我们说 stomach, 但是我们今天说的肚子呢用这个词 tummy, 非常口语化，非常容易去念 tummy.
Yeah, so there's stomach, that's the normal way,、there's belly, but usually when you use the word belly, it kind of makes you think that maybe it's a little bit fat.
Right, we say the pot belly.
Like the pot belly, the beer belly.
Belly, right.
So when you say belly, well, I kind of don't like that. But tummy is a very cute way. Like, hey, I'm going to tickle your tummy. That's kind of a cute way of saying stomach.
我们说肚子的话呢，有三个单词。第一个呢，我们比较熟悉的呢是 stomach, 这是非常常见的。第二个单词呢，我们刚才讲到的是 belly, B-E-L-L-Y, 翻译成中文呢是肚子。但是这个肚子呢，往往和我们说的啤酒肚啊将军肚这个词呢有一定联系，给人感觉的你的肚子呢会有些大，可能说呢平时的锻炼不够，比如说我们用的一个词组叫 beer belly, 啤酒肚。那么另外一个叫 pot belly, 实际上中文呢是锅底儿的肚子。那么如果说把一个锅翻过来扣到你的肚子上的话，那这个肚子肯定是一个很大的一个肚子，那么也翻译成中文叫将军肚，也叫啤酒肚，叫 pot belly, P-O-T, pot belly.
Yes.、Yeah, so.
但是我们今天讲这个 tummy 呢是非常可爱的一种说法，指你的肚子，表示你的肚子非常的可爱，它可以指那种大的肚子、小的肚子、很可爱的肚子，就可以用这单词 tummy.
Yes. Alright, that brings us to the next word, which is...No laughing matter. So excuse me, our next words.、No laughing matter.
下一个词组呢 ,no laughing matter, 翻译成中文呢表示一个事情不是一个玩笑，它是一个相对比较严肃的一件事情 ,something quite serious.
Yeah, but of course you probably have to be laughing and say, hey, you think this is funny? This is no laughing matter.
Matter, right?
Yes. Okay, next is the word trophy. Trophy. T-R-O.P-H-Y, trophy.
下一个单词 trophy 是在体育比赛当中运动员获得的奖杯 trophy.
This brings us to our last word, which is rigorous. Rigorous. R-I-G-O-R-O-U-S, rigorous.
最后一个单词 rigorous 翻译成中文是严格的或苛刻的。比如说我们在进行一些体育运动的时候呢，比如像爬山呐、攀岩呐等等，或者是打篮球、踢足球，都属于呢 rigorous sports。比如说像瑜伽呢，相对呢它不是非常激烈，它不属于那种 rigorous sports. Now let's go to the details. How can I lose weight without any effort, without trying?
Well, the article is called Dieting Sucks, Ways to Lose Weight Without Really Trying.
那么今天的话题呢，刚才我们讲到了是一个比较新颖的话题，不需要做太多的努力就可以把自己的身体的体重呢降下来。我们想一想，如果说想把自己的体重降下来的话呢，我们需要去健身房，或者需要跑步，或需要一些比较苛刻的一些运动。但是今天的话题是什么呢？你不需要做太多的 rigorous sports. You can lose weight. It's a miracle.
Well, let's find out how. Let's see.
Okay, please.
Skinny people, those who seem to eat tons yet never gain weight, are probably the luckiest creatures in the whole world. Imagine eating whatever you want without even bothering to exercise, yet having the body of a starved model. Whereas some unfortunate fellows would have to scour the internet and all diet books on how to lose calories, lose fat, and maybe weight loss success stories that can motivate them on how to lose 5 pounds around their tummy area.Losing weight is no laughing matter. A dieting person's weight loss is equivalent to an actor's acting trophy. Yes, weight loss is actually a big deal for those who have been tipping the wrong side of the scale. Why lose weight, you ask? Of course, there are a number of reasons why someone would want to lose weight calories. The most important reason is health or doctor's orders. Then second, probably is vanity or just wanting to look and feel good. There are many ways on how to lose pounds. Just type in how to lose body fat or how to diet and lose weight or help losing weight in your browser search tab, and the internet will give you all the possible means to answer your question, can I lose weight? However, what you will see online and in all those losing weight manuals are strict and too methodical ways that include eating only specific food groups and doing rigorous physical activities. What we are offering are quirky and unique ways on how to lose 10 pounds. Okay, maybe not really 10, but at least some pounds without all that jazz. Yes, this is the How to Lose Weight Without Really Trying article. You won't even need a weight loss calculator for these methods. Trust us on this.
在我们的生活当中，有些朋友呢，他们特别爱吃，同时胃口也特别的好。但是让我们更加生气的是什么呢？他们不停的吃，但永远不会长胖。
Now I know some people like this, but it turns out that maybe they actually have a digestion problem.
Right.
Their body doesn't digest foods like our body does. It's a little bit different, and actually, it is kind of a problem.
Well, maybe people doing that have a different metabolism.
Yep, that's true. Our metabolism has a big part to play.
Right, because it can burn more fats than, you know, average people.
Yes. Well, I remember a swimmer, Michael Phelps. He would eat thousands of calories every day, over 10,000 calories, but the average person's supposed to eat 2,000. But look how skinny and muscly he is. Well, he burns a lot of calories.
Because swimming a lot every day,
yeah.
For a professional swimmer, he does like 20,000 meters per day.
Wow.
That's a lot, like 20 kilometers by swimming. Well, it's just kind of beyond our imagination.
Yes.
那么刚才我们讲到了生活当中呢，有些人不管怎么吃就永远不会胖。第一个原因呢，可能说他的整个消化系统呢有一定问题。另外一个原因呢，可能说有些人他整个的新陈代谢呢跟其他人不一样，他的非常的旺盛，把吃掉了很多的热量呢通通的给他 burn out。这是我非常羡慕的一波人。但是作为我来讲和 Sam 来讲呢，一定要小心，因为我们不可能没有任何节制的去吃东西。所以对我们来讲呢，他是我们非常羡慕的一群人。
Yeah, in fact, the article says this is the luckiest person in the world because they can eat whatever they want. There's no consequences.
Right, 文中提到了说他们 eat tons of stuff. 每天吃掉的东西呢可以用吨来计量。当然是有些夸张的，不可能说每天吃掉几吨的食物。我们生活当中会看到有些朋友一顿饭呢吃掉十几个鸡翅。没有任何的问题，但是对于一般人来讲会担心，哟，吃完之后我可能明天一上秤一量可能会增加三斤到五斤，那么这是我们不愿意看到的一个最终的 a consequence.
And you know what? It mentions that the body these people have, no matter what they eat, they still have that starved skinny model.
Right. 那么这些人不停的吃，但是呢他的整个身材呢用一个词来形容叫做 starved models, 表示说这个身材非常的好，所以像一个什么 model. Some of the model looks unhealthy.
Yeah, that's where we would use skinny in the bad way and say you're too skinny.
You know, I read some reports saying some of the models suffering anorexia.
Yeah, so anorexia is a disease really because you basically starve yourself. You're starving yourself on purpose to try to stay skinny.
Right.
But you know what? Then there's the other people, like you mentioned, kind of you and me got to be careful.
Right.
And if you're not careful, you start to get a little bit fat. Well, now what do? You're probably going to scour the internet on what's the proper diet for you, or what can you do to lose weight.
Right. 所以说一般人来讲呢，如何能够把自己的体重控制在一个理想的范围之内是一个很大的挑战。一个人如果能够有效的把自己的体重控制到一个理想的状态的话呢，那么社会你周边的朋友你的同事对你的评价呢是比较好的，认为你这个人是非常健康的一个人，就像运动员获得了一个 trophy, 像运动员获得了一个奖杯一样。那么这个奖杯呢是一个 invisible trophy, 是无形的一个奖杯，但是对你来讲呢是非常的珍贵。
Yes, so we know that it's a really big accomplishment if you can lose weight. So a lot of people, not only do they need to find the proper diet, but they like to find the success stories.
Right.
Because these kinds of stories really motivate them to keep going, kind of stay strong in their eating habits or whatever the diet may require.
So losing weight is no laughing matter.
You're right. It's something to take very seriously.
文中提到了 losing weight is no laughing matter, 表示说减肥不是一件小事情，它可能关系到你自己的一个 self-esteem。 那么说在一些职场当中，可能说以后你的 career advancement 会起到很大的一个作用，职场的发展，如果自己的身材特别的好，那么说对你以后的职业的发展会起到一定的作用。
And another thing to think about, especially when it comes to no laughing matter, is our health.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the more overweight we become, the more likely we can suffer a heart attack or other diseases.
Right, we call the weight-related diseases.
Yes.
Heart attack, high blood pressure, diabetics.
Yes, right.
The first reason is because the doctor's order or doctor's prescription, hey, you need to lose at least 20 pounds at end of this year.
Yeah, although we typically don't need a doctor to tell us that, because we probably already know.
需要减肥的第一波人呢，他往往呢是听到了医生对他们的一个建议，因为他们的体重对他们的身体呢已经产生了很大的危害。比如说我们讲到了一些跟体重有关的一些疾病，像高血压、糖尿病等等。那么医生说，你的体重必须要减轻多少多少斤，那么这是一个医生给他们一个命令。那么第二个原因呢，可能说跟我们的一个内心的自我感受有关系了。我们提到的一个词呢叫 vanity， 我们的一个虚荣心，这也是我们前几期讲到的一个话题。一个人如果说有强大的一个虚荣心的话呢，他们不能容忍自己的身材能够无限制的发展下去，如果说胖到一定阶段，他们自己都无法容忍自己。
Now the problem I think that most people encounter when it comes to losing weight is motivation. We hate sticking to like some sort of rigorous training or some sort of rigorous like eating plan. Like for example, we can't have any more flour or wheat. And we have to cut a lot of things out of our diet. And we hate that. We think, oh man, this diet sucks. So the whole point of this article is, hey, guess what? There are some ways you can lose weight without even having to really try.
Right. 那么说第二点，如果提到跟人虚荣心有关的减肥的方面的话呢，很多人会想到一些常用的方法，比如说每天只吃很少的食物，那么中午呢吃一些非常可怜的一些食物，比如我们提到了说芹菜 celery, carrot。那么这种吃法呢，大家想一想，真是非常痛苦的。另外一个令大家更加痛苦的一个方法呢，说剧烈的运动，比如说你每天需要跑多少多少公里，那么需要每周去健身房多少多少次，那么想想这个 schedule， 你会觉得非常的恐惧。那么这种安排呢，用一个英文单词来形容叫 rigorous， 表示是非常苛刻，让人难以接受的这种减肥的方式。那么我们今天讲的方式呢，和我们刚才讲到的第一个 dieting 节食的方法，以及第二个通过大量的体育运动来节食呢，是完全不一样的。我们今天的方法呢，听起来有一些 strange or quirky.
Yeah, or what I would think if I heard this, too good to be true.
Right. 那么下面用一个词呢，就是说太好了，难以相信它是真的。我们用一个词呢叫 strange， 听起来有些怪怪的，或者是说呢有一些比较荒诞的一些减肥的方法，但是有些人通过一定的试验一定的实践之后呢，证明这些方法呢在某种程度上的的确确对他们的减肥起到了很大的作用。那么究竟是哪些方法呢？
Well, time's up. Oh, that's a mean trick you played on.
Right. 那么具体是哪些方法呢？因为今天时间已经到了，我们只能说 stop here today.Let's find out the answer tomorrow.
Okay, so I guess we gotta be a little patient, wait till tomorrow.
Right. 本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。Would find me eventually. I had a vision of love, and it was all that you've given to me. Right through the night. Beijing.
麦语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774，京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京麦语广播。